Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our guest this morning. Happy to have you with us. One of the nice developments in Mauritius is their first Sunday of the month public satsang at the spiritual park there. And a homa, a fire ceremony like we do. Simpler, burn a lot of prayers, and it's been going on now, sing a lot of wonderful songs. It's been going on now for possibly as long as 2 years, quite a while since they got permission to start it. And I was impressed that I got a note recently that said, oh, by the way, we had 450 people attend our event. Last time, a few days ago on Sunday, so getting an excellent turnout, and it's very encouraging. Plus, we have an offer from Vanaka magazine there, Dr. Pillai, to have a whole page, one page in his monthly, actually a newspaper, religious newspaper on Hinduism, Vanaka, giving us one full page every month, willing to do so. So I thought, well, maybe we could develop some material specifically for that. So I thought this morning I'd pull out one of the talks I gave a couple of years ago, and I revamped it. So this is version two, and having in mind a few more editings, and we could come up with something that could be used there in Mauritius and also printed in the Vanakkam newspaper. So this is called Gratitude and Appreciation. Some of you will remember the famous bird story, new improved version. A few years ago, Palani Swami and I attended a Vision Kauai meeting with some of Kauai's civic leaders, including Mayor Marianne Kusaka. This particular Sunday afternoon, there was a special guest, Elise, is that how you pronounce it? Elise Ridges. Elise is the creator of the Who Am I Makes a Difference Blue Ribbon. Some of you have seen that. It goes right like this. Who I Am Makes a Difference. Which is a popular technique for verbalizing our appreciation of another person. In fact, we have used her Blue Ribbon technique in our moments of appreciation as part of our recent Inner Search programs. Elise told a number of moving stories, and I thought I would begin by sharing one of them. Elise works a lot with schools. In this story, the teacher acknowledged every student in his class. He went around one at a time, expressed how much he appreciated the student and the qualities in him or her that he appreciated. The teacher was very careful to verbalize specific qualities for each student that make a difference. It was not just a generalization. You are wonderful. You are smart. Or other general statements. Rather, he strove to really see the student and acknowledge that student for the different wonderful qualities that he or she had. Interesting one. This talk was given verbally and transcribed, and I was reading it this morning, and I used the word wonderful about 20 times, and the word nice about 15 times. I cut back, but still you'll find the word wonderful and nice in here a few times. So. That's the first use of wonderful. Knowledge is that student for the different wonderful qualities that he or she had. Part of the exercise was called a pay forward. The teacher gave each student two ribbons. The students were then to appreciate one more person and then give that person another ribbon to appreciate someone else. So in that way, it goes forward. The pay-forward part was very effective in that it catalyzed the number of students to appreciate a parent that the student would have never otherwise done. As a result, the student significantly improved his or her relationship with the parent. After our Vision Kauai meeting, I was reflecting on the material on this topic that Gurudeva gives us in Living with Shiva. Specifically, he gives two sadhanas to us. The first one is the sadhana of gratitude. And then after we've done that one, there's a sadhana of appreciation to be done second. So So reading from Living with Shila, Gurudeva says, the sadhana of gratitude. The sadhana here is to take out paper and pen and list all the good that has come into your life during the past 5 years. This list will grow as memory is stimulated. Should it not be possible to think of even one good thing, then write the affirmation several times, I am a spiritual being of light, maturing in the ocean of experience. Soon a good memory will come up, followed by more. Feelings of loving appreciation will begin to flow toward those who participated in the good times. Forgiveness then wells up for the bad times. End of quote. This is the first sadhana, gratitude, and it is a good one to do now and then. Of course, if we do it regularly, we don't have to go back for a full 5 years. But definitely, if we are feeling, shall we say, a little down, not fully inspired, if we are looking at the glass and it is half empty rather than half full, it is a good one to do, because then we will remember all the wonderful events that have taken place in our life and all the people that have participated in those events. Is that word wonderful again? Right? This leads to the sadhana of appreciation. The sadhana of appreciation is to approach those you are grateful to and tell them to their face, while looking deeply into their eyes, how much you esteem and value them. The key, of course, is to be specific. To quote again from Living with Shiva, be specific. Find details to share so that they know this is not a shallow compliment. Explain what each one has done to inspire this loving confrontation, and convince each in turn that you are sincere. The look of a smiling face, eyes shining and heart full of love, perhaps followed by a big hug, is convincing enough in itself. Words of appreciation are words people do not often hear. These loving confrontations do not happen nearly enough among friends and family and relatives in today's world. Loving appreciation is a formula. Loving appreciation is a magic formula that works both ways. When we commend another, we are automatically uplifted. End of quote. Elise told another story that was included in the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, which she's quite proud of. And Gurudeva was impressed by this story enough to include it in Living with Shiva. And of course, when she told the story, it's quite a moving story. We got a lot of tears and watery eyes among the vision group. So this is the story. A young man was working for a firm. His employer was rather gruff. One day the young man finally got up his courage and decided to express his appreciation. He appreciated his employer for his brilliance as an inventor, telling him, you have so much to teach me in your brilliance as an inventor. The young man then urged his employer to pass on that appreciation to another person. When the employer inventor went home, he passed the appreciation on to his son. He told his son how much he loved him, that he was sorry that he didn't say it more often when he came home, that he was preoccupied with work and all that. However, he really loved his son and appreciated him and thought he was a fine person. The son then opened a drawer, showed the father a gun, and explained that he was going to commit suicide tomorrow by shooting himself. But because he was appreciated by his father, he had changed his mind. So that's a true story. It's quite an effective story, and it really illustrates the power of appreciation, how it impacts lives in a dramatic way. It also shows the opposite of the power of just not telling people we love them, expressing our feelings toward them enough. However, people need to be appreciated. In particular, younger people need it, and people who are seeing the glass as half empty and are not in a positive state of mind need it. It makes all the difference. Finding the right moment to express appreciation can be a challenge. When do we do it? This is one reason Gurudeva put Mother's Day, Father's Day, and Grandparents' Day in our religious calendar. Because they are natural opportunities to express appreciation. It's Mother's Day. What do? Obviously, we appreciate Mother. These days are natural times to verbalize our appreciation, and as Gurudeva says, always be specific. Figure out very specific points, because that will make someone really feel you thought about it and that your appreciation has a heartfelt sincerity behind it. My last story, the famous bird story, about appreciation happened a number of years ago. One of the nice things about living in Hawaii, you get to know certain birds kind of on a first name basis. Because you're living outdoors and you're seeing them. And some birds, it's always the same bird coming in the same place every day. Other birds fly all over the place. But certain birds are very territorial. They just stay in one place. So we had a bird who would come to our courtyard every day at lunchtime when we were serving food and the monks were eating. The bird would take some of the food and fly away. We assumed back to her nest to feed her young. I remember one day in particular, we had put a little tofu out on the ledge just for her, as we had noticed she was fond of tofu. The bird came as usual, took the tofu, and flew away. The bird then came back to the courtyard and sang a long and beautiful song, which we like to think was an expression of appreciation. Om Namah Shivaya.